Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I'm sure you've heard the short quote, "Life is good." In fact, I even have a yellow t-shirt with that quote on it. When times are good, it's easy to believe this is true. However, when times get tough, it takes resolve to fully believe Jesus makes life good. But He does make life good. In today's content, we'll explore how this is true, no matter what happens in your life. Naturally, this content gives you a boost into living well this new year. I remember as a young adult thinking, eventually, I'd figure out how life works. Well, several decades have passed. Honestly, I did figure some things out. However, there is so much I still don't know or understand. Regardless, I've learned some critical perspectives that really help, especially in tough times. So, let's get into today's material. First, we're going to talk about how perspective shifts with time. Life is different than you assume when you're younger. Interestingly, perspective shifts with time. And remarkably, and so true, blessed is the person who realizes God's ways are worth going after by faith. Essentially, the person who chooses to trust God, especially in hard times, is the person who also discovers life is good. Essentially, they have tapped into the very treasures of Scripture. Did you know every risk you take with God brings high yield? Truly, every promise you claim, each command you obey, all God's precepts you adopt as your own, each takes you into timeless perspective, and this changes your life. Incidentally, this is the one critical piece that has made all the difference in my life and brought the greatest gain. Jesus is everything He claims. Further, it has become my absolute conviction, even through suffering and difficulties, that Jesus is absolutely worth going after. Matter of fact, Jesus is the very prize of life. I'd like to look at some scriptures that I think are helpful on this topic. The first is John 17:3. "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Isn't that interesting? Another translation says, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Did you catch the truth in each translation? Here it is. This is eternal life, that they know you. I remember how this phrase hammered into my soul when I first read it decades ago. Amazingly, if you have Jesus, you automatically have eternal life. After all, He Himself is your eternal life. Conclusively, even though everything else may shuffle and change over the years, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. That's very comforting. Well, Jesus actually does make life good with abundant life. And the following 7 points help bring purpose and forward energy into your life. Of course, you must believe these points and act on them. The first point, to have Christ is to have abundant life. Jesus brings value to life. Additionally, He is the connect point to God. Essentially, to share daily life with Christ is the joy of being alive. You're never wrong when you pattern your life after Christ's life. Matter of fact, it's such a good investment because Jesus cares deeply about you. Yes, Jesus makes life good. The second point. Thankfully, leaning into Christ guides your heart into reality, even when nothing else makes sense. The more you walk with Jesus and enjoy Him, the more life becomes an endless journey of discoveries. Jesus brings adventure to each day. Yep, Jesus makes life good. Third point, Jesus Christ loves you so much. In great wisdom, He called you to Himself and gave you purpose and value. You could say Jesus took hold of you. Each day as you go into tomorrow, you find He's already there. Your life is not coincidental nor an accident. Rather, you are God's dear partner. He completes you. Truly, there is no greater friend. And yes, Jesus makes life good. Point number four, the scorch of life is painful and threatens your heart. Consequently, you meet this scorch by going after Jesus with all your passion. Jesus heals your inner heart continually, even when this broken life tramples it. Exodus 15:26 says, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Remarkably, Jesus intends that you have influence during your lifetime. He is blessing others through your life and your sufferings. Jesus makes life good. Point number five. To hold on to Christ means to let go of other things and people. Also let go of hurts and sorrows. Further, leave mistakes and injustices in the past. Simply walk away from it all and into the great heart of God. Here, there is deep comfort and love, and God's eternal life that washes over you. Yes, Jesus makes life good. Point six, start each day as fresh and new. Simply, let the past slip off and pursue living close to God. You have control over what you go after. Leave the irreparable past in His hands and step out into the irresistible future with Him. That's a beautiful quote from Oswald Chambers. Let me say it again. Leave the irreparable past in His hands and step out into the irresistible future with Him. Press on toward the goal. Win the prize. The prize is Jesus. And we've said it so many times already, Jesus makes life good. Point number seven, a new year, a new season. I can't think of a better way to begin a new year or a new anything than to do it with Jesus. He gives you new opportunities and a new start. Jesus makes life good. Before we get to the application thoughts and questions, I want to leave you with the awesome scripture we started with in this content. The same verse in two different translations. From John 17, verse 3. "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Then the next one, the next translation, is this. "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So remember, this is eternal life, that they know you. Go after God with everything you have in your heart this next year, and He will reward your life. It's critical to keep in mind that Jesus is the pearl of great price. He loves you, and He wants to be found. So again, go after him each day. Seek him, and he will make himself known to you. Here are some application thoughts and questions. Scripture counsels to leave the past and go forward into the future. With this optimistic perspective, you can live an alive and active life. A question for you, a couple questions actually. First of all, have you given your past to God, and do you trust him with your future? Question number two, does your heart need healing? Three, is your passion to have more of Christ and to please him? Number four, what will you do today to explore God's purposes for your life? Essentially, and here's a list. Jesus cares deeply for you. By the way, you're going to recognize these points because we just went through all seven of them. So again, number one is Jesus cares deeply for you. Two, he brings adventure to each day. Three, there is no greater friend. Four, he blesses others through your life and through your sufferings. Five, God's love, comfort, and his very life washes over you. So come close to him. Number six, Jesus is your prize. Press on. And number seven, he gives you new opportunities and a new start. Okay, just got a few more questions for you. What changes do you need to make? Have you discovered Jesus makes life good? And finally, why not accomplish all God had in mind when he created your life? Portions of this content come from my book, More Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. It's a devotional book that takes you through all Paul's letters that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.